What if I told you that it was possible to combine animals and humans? Not in the way that, you know, monkeys evolved into humans and stuff like that, but in a way that we could make a totally new hybrid that could benefit mankind for the foreseeable future. This is possible, and it's called a chimera. Now, I don't know if everybody listening knows exactly what a chimera is, so I'll give you a quick definition. A chimera is a human-animal hybrid. Now, there are a few kinds that people may think of when they hear the word chimera. So recently, there were chimeras developed in a lab that were human-pig hybrids. In this case, the scientists took human cells and injected them into pig embryos, allowed the embryos to develop for 3 to 4 weeks, and then eventually destroyed them due to ethics regulations. So the goal of this chimera was to see if human cells could survive in an animal host. And the scientists found that it was fairly successful. Now, this showed that it was indeed possible for humans and animals to have a mutually beneficial relationship, and that we may not be too far off from full-blown animal organ transplantation. However, this has been going on for a lot longer than many people may realize. Thousands of people die every year because they are not able to find a human organ donor, which is why there has been a push recently to create chimeras that could help eliminate the need for human organ donors and ensure that everybody on the organ donation list receives a viable organ. However, since the 1950s, it has been fairly common in some medical practices to use parts of animals as transplants for humans. Now, the most popular kind are valve replacements. There are two kinds of animal valve replacements that humans can receive, bovine and porcine. Porcine being pig valves and bovine being cow tissue. Now, so the first artificial heart valve was developed in the 1950s and successfully used first in 1960. But since then, they have developed these animal replacements instead of a mechanical heart valve, because the mechanical heart valves are fairly noisy and actually people other than the patient can hear them clicking. So these animal heart valves are called xenografts because it's taking tissue from one species and inserting it into another. And these xenografts are, in a lot of ways, much better than mechanical heart valves. They don't require patients to be in a long-term anticoagulant, they're more natural, but they don't last quite as long as mechanical heart valves, which is their one downfall. So porcine and bovine valve replacement is fairly common, and so I'm going to tell you a little bit about porcine valves first and then bovine. So porcine valves are valves that are collected from pigs and treated with preserving liquid. So proteins are denatured and antigens are removed from the tissue to ensure that there is no possible spread of disease from the tissue to the patient receiving the valve. They are then placed on flexible frames to allow for the valves to move more naturally. And there are valves that are also made from the aortic root of pigs, which are stentless. And stentless just means that they only require one line of sutures when they are being implanted. So pigs have internal organs that are actually very similar to humans, which makes them a pretty ideal match for things like this when human replacements are hard to come by and can be sort of hard to deal with sometimes. So, and like I said before, porcine valves don't require long-term anticoagulants because the tissue does not affect the blood cells the same way that a mechanical valve would. So now, bovine valves are not nearly as well known as porcine valves. Bovine valves are usually known as pericardial valves, and the pericardium is a membrane that surrounds the heart, and it's very fibrous and is made up of a few different layers, so the tissue is very strong. So this is what these bovine valves are made of. They're made up of tissue from the pericardial sac of a cow. So scientists take tissue from the pericardium of the cow and mold it to form the correct valve. The tissue, like with the porcine valve, is heavily treated with preservatives to ensure its safety for human use, as there are, you know, different diseases and viruses that farm animals carry that humans don't mix well with. So, and also like the bovine valve, also like the porcine valves, the bovine valves do not require patients to be on long-term anticoagulants with the valve. So as I mentioned earlier, the bovine and porcine valves don't last as long as mechanical valves. They only last about 10 to 15 years, but recent developments have created some bovine valves that are, they claim, are able to last up to 20 years in some cases. And so these valve replacements have shown that there already are possibilities to integrate human and animal organs and to create viable organ transplantation between humans and animals in order to ensure that everybody who requires an organ will get one. So hopefully, with the developments with chimeras recently, they will be able to create more organs than just hearts that will be viable for human use. And now, it may sound a little creepy to think of harvesting a pig for its organs to put into the human. It actually is a fairly efficient solution, and if it's well regulated and ethically moral, then I think that this will become a very, very, it'll become a game changer really in the field of medicine. So thank you for joining me today, and I hope that you've learned a little bit more about chimeras and about how they've already helped and impacted so many people around the world.